One of the things that the Lord is speaking to my heart about this week is who the Son has made free is free indeed. And the freedom is not just for us. Amen. It's God's desire that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance and a revelation and understanding of Him. And I love what Jesus said in Luke chapter 4. I was singing this song in the park, and of course I added my own words to it. I usually don't sing the words that the artists sang, not because their words weren't good, it's because a lot of times I can't remember the words, so I just put my own words in it. Does anybody sing like that beside me? Is that just me? But I love that song, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me." Amen? Will you sing it? You know it? The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon me. You don't know that one?
No.
Because He has anointed me to preach good news.
Like it,
all right, well, we're not going to sing that. I thought I was having Barbara Judy with you guys, and I want to keep y'all to the end of the message, so I'm not going to continue with that. But it's beautiful words, and for us to get understanding. And Luke chapter 4, verse number 18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Tony, you might want to turn my mic down a little bit because this was up for Pam on Wednesday night. Thank you. So, you know, one of the things that the Lord was speaking to my heart about is when Jesus said these words that He has come to give us freedom, but all we're in the freedom business. Amen? This church was founded and named Greatest Freedom Ministries because there's no greater freedom than in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we're in the freedom business. Amen? Jesus said this. He said, "I must be about my Father's business." Okay? And you and I must be about our Father's business, especially in these last days, in the day that we're living in. So today's message, and this is a two-part message, I'll begin it this week and I'll finish it next week or the next week or the next week, whatever the Lord says. But if you look with me in Luke chapter 24, beginning to read with verse number 46, "And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things." And today I want to focus your attention to verse number 49. And He said, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." The title of this message this morning is, His Promise is Here. His Promise is Here. And there's three things I want to share with you today: the waiting, the welcoming, and the witnessing. Okay? The waiting, the welcoming, and the witnessing. Can we lift our word and make a declaration here together today so we all come into unity? Repeat after me, say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. So speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in this atmosphere today. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Father God, may everyone in this atmosphere recognize that they're called by you and that you've anointed and appointed them for a time such as now. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, that as your word goes forth, it'll accomplish what you sent it to do, and you will receive all the glory, honor, and praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, he said that, Jesus said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon thee, upon you. But tarry. You know, he said, but wait. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes for me, waiting is the hardest part. I'm not good in the waiting things. Anybody good at waiting? And in this time that we're living in now, in the generation that we're living now, when everything is moving so quickly, it is even harder for people to wait on the Lord because everything's happening so fast. Amen. But he says to you and I that just as he told the disciples, he said for them to tarry, to wait, and that the promise would come. God says all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And sometimes we just have to wait. And sometimes we get ahead of him by not waiting. And we step and we do things that he never called us to do. And then we don't understand why we're at the place we're at. Amen. So one of the things he was speaking to me about, if you go back to Psalms 27. He says this to us. The psalmist says, wait, verse 14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Amen. Wait on the Lord, not just waiting, but be of courage. You know, I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. So I'm waiting, and I have good courage. And then he says, and he shall strengthen thy heart. You know, out of the abundance of the heart flows everything. So all of a sudden he says, if we wait upon him, that he'll strengthen thine heart, wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. In other words, just as Jesus told his disciples, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, the tarrying is the waiting. Not everyone waited. Some left. And one of the things in the upper room when they were waiting for the promise of the Father, they waited for 10 days. We have a problem waiting for 10 minutes. Hello? In other words, I'm praying and I'm seeking and I'm looking to the Lord for something, and I wait a couple minutes and I didn't hear what I wanted to hear, and then I say, well, I guess he just doesn't want to give it to me, or I guess he just doesn't want to do it. I put the Lord on my time clock. His time is limitless. His time is eternal. You know? So he's saying to you and I, as we're waiting on him, he will strengthen our heart to continue to wait. Amen. Amen. In other words, you know, his timing is perfect. One thing I found about the Lord is he's never on my time, but he's never late. I have this thing. The Lord's time is not my time, but he's always on time.
That's right. Amen.
He's never late. So he is saying then, okay, when you wait on the Lord, he's going to strengthen thy heart. But he says for us to be in good courage. Be of good courage when we're waiting. Amen. In other words, I'm standing and I'm holding on to the promises of God. I'm standing on his word. I believe in God and his word. I'm not going to believe the lies of the adversary. I love what he says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. When you look at this, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. One thing about an eagle soars over the winds of adversity. He doesn't flow in the winds of adversity. He soars over them. And as we're waiting on the Lord and he's renewing our strength, we can soar over the winds of adversity that comes our way instead of getting caught up with it. Amen? I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through every storm I don't have to. Now, sometimes in the winds of adversity, I have to go through them. Amen? But there's other times where I just lift my wings and I can soar over them. Amen? Why? Because I waited upon the Lord. What did he do? He renewed my strength. What did I do? I mounted up with wings as eagles. What happened? I began to run and not grow weary. I began to walk and not faint. He says, let us not grow weary and well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. Amen? In other words, we're running this together. Amen? So he reminded me, as he's reminding you, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 3, he said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Amen. And you know, it's just like Jesus gave the disciples the word. He said, but you go and tarry in the city of Jerusalem. Amen. In other words, you wait. You wait for what I promised you. It may not be in your time, but wait for it. Because what I said, I will surely do. Amen. And what has the Lord spoken to you? What has he said to you in the quiet time? What has he said through men and women of God that prophesied and spoke over you the word of God? He said, hold on. Believe him at his word. Wait on him. Wait on him, and he will strengthen you. He'll renew your strength in the waiting period. Amen. As I'm waiting for the vision of this ministry. I haven't seen it yet, but I believe God is going to do everything he said he's going to do, and I'm not going to deny what he said he's going to do. He said he's going to do it. I believe he's going to do it. And I don't see what I want to see in the natural, but I believe God in his word. Amen? Amen. And that's what he is saying to you. What has he called you to? What has he said to you? Catch a vision for your life. Catch a vision for your family. Write it down. Make it plain. Look at it. Amen. Those children of Israel, as they were heading towards Jerusalem, amen, they were actually, when they were heading to Jerusalem, they were expecting a quick fix. Hello? But we don't know what happened in the waiting period. We don't know what happened when they were gathering and they were praying together. Amen. We don't know what they were going through and how they grew in that time, because they were going to reach nations for the kingdom of God. Amen. So I want you to understand that though we're in a waiting room or we're in a place of waiting, nothing's wasted. Amen. Nothing's wasted. And I love this. He said, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued. He stopped me. And that word endued. And that word endued comes from the Greek word. It's spelled E-N-D-Y-O, but it's pronounced enduo, enduo, enduo. And enduo is like a garment that is placed into dye, that when it's placed into dye, the garment is transformed. It is changed. There was something that took place in that room when they waited on the Lord and they welcomed the promise of God and they were endued or they were saturated. Another definition of that word endued is to put on a new garment. In other words, there was something that changed in the atmosphere. Most of those men and women were cowards, and they came out bold. They came out with Holy Ghost boldness because they waited, they tarried until they were endued. They welcomed the presence of God to overtake them. Amen? So with that in mind, the Word of God says in Titus, chapter 3, verse number 5. He says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. You know, if something is regenerated, if something is generated, their initial power wasn't there. In other words, it had to be refueled. Amen. It's sort of like the old vehicles. I remember, I'll go way back to black and white TV before that, okay? But in the vehicles, all of them had a generator. They didn't have alternators. They had generators. And a generator would feed the battery and give energy just like an alternator does now. And what this has happened is as we're waiting upon the Lord, amen, what he is doing, he's given us a regeneration. He's recharging us. Amen. As he's recharging us, amen, there's a renewing that takes place. In other words, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because I'm regenerated from the inside. I'm sealed with the spirit of promise of God. And that's what came in the room that day. And we find in Acts chapter 2 what took place when the Holy Ghost came. The Bible says that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were saturated. They were saturated. I think one of the things we have to understand, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That dye where I'm regenerated is red. I'm dyed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. And he says, and they begin to speak. Now they begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, okay? And there was many different languages there. And the Bible says everyone understood in their own language. But what I want you to get a hold of today is it says here, and when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they began. What did they begin to do? They began to do something that they couldn't do before. Hello? Amen. They began to do something that they couldn't do before. So what is the Lord saying? As we're waiting on him and he saturates us, endues us, we're going to begin to do something we've never done before. And when God calls us to do something that we haven't done before, the just shall live by what? By faith. I got to believe God in his word. I just got to go with Holy Ghost boldness and believe God and just do what he calls me to do. Amen? Are you with me? So look with me in Ephesians chapter 3. The word of God says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout ages, world without end. Amen. But he has saturated us with the spirit of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. As they were waiting, they were endued with power from on high. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need God's power. I need God's strength. If I was going to try to do the things that God calls us to do with my strength, I'd be worn out, beat up, and kicked to the curb. Amen. But I can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives me strength. But I do not have that strength unless I wait on him and let him endue me. Amen? In other words, we need to change the song. We don't need to change the song. We need to change the application. We gather together and we sing, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. I'll let them sing that song because it's a pretty song.
Like that one.
Go ahead, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place.
Thank you, thank you. Now, we want to sing that song. Can we sing that as a congregation? But we're singing it like this. Holy Spirit, thou art welcomed in this place. Not in this place, but in this place. And if you sing that song, he says, whosoever will. Amen? So as we sing that song, who wants to lead us? Barbara G, you can lead us, and we'll sing it. But let's sing it to the Lord. Let's ask him for that, okay? We're asking him to do us. All right? Go ahead and sing it.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place.
Amen. And that's sort of like it was on the day of Pentecost. You know, they were waiting for him. They were welcoming the promise to come. And they were endued with power from on high. And look with me now in Acts chapter 4. All of a sudden, we have the waiting, the welcoming, and now all of a sudden, there's the witnessing. It says in verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Amen? And with great power. Amen. Now all of a sudden, here's what's taking place. They waited for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit endued them, saturated them, and then all of a sudden it became an outward expression of what took place on the inside. Amen. In other words, then it became a witness to others. Amen. And he says in Romans chapter 15, the Apostle Paul writes in verse number 19, he said, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about until Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ with mighty signs and wonders. Everybody is looking for signs and wonders But signs and wonders become when we lead people and share the gospel of Christ with others. There's a lost and dying world in need of Jesus. We have the answer for every problem that this world is facing. We have the answer. Amen?
Amen.
Through Christ. Amen? And I kind of like that what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is my prayer. I kind of like to be like the Apostle Paul at times. That when I'm standing before you and sharing the word of God with you, that verse number 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen? Amen. In other words, Lord, let me get out of your way, and Father, do whatever you want to do. Amen? Amen. It isn't about my, I'm not building my kingdom. If I was building my kingdom, that kingdom would fall. We're building the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We're building the kingdom of God. And every last one of you are called. And every last one of you are gifted. And that God has placed something inside of you that is for the benefit of someone else. Amen. And he says, as we wait upon the Lord, that we will be endued with power from on high. And then all of a sudden, these things become to manifest themselves. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I as church? Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 3, you see, Paul waited. Paul was endued. He probably was endued in the way he wasn't expected to. He was on the road to Damascus to go kill some Christians. And he had an encounter with the resurrected Lord. And you may have been going down life's highway, going the wrong direction. You may have done some things in your life. The Apostle Paul was a murderer, okay? He watched the Christians being killed. They would come and lay their bloody clothes at his feet. But on the road to Damascus, he had an encounter with the resurrected Lord. And the Father endued him with power from on high. And then the Apostle Paul says this. He says, whereof, in chapter 3 of Ephesians 3, verse 7, he says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Amen. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I today through his word? Just as he said to the disciples in Luke 24:49, he said, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. And God says that you've been waiting, but don't grow weary in waiting. God says he sent his spirit. The word today is, the title of this message is, the promise is here. In other words, I don't have to wait any longer for what's already been done. I've got to step into what's already here. And God wants to endue us with power from on high, that we may be a witness to others to manifest the working of his mighty power. So we find there's a time of waiting. There's a time of welcoming. There's a time of witnessing. And there's also a time of working. You know, the word of God tells you and I to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for our labor is not in vain in the Lord. You're valued. God wants you to know how valuable you are to him and how valuable you are to the kingdom. No matter what this world has said, no matter what words have been spoken, God's word is greater than any word that man has ever done. Even when I messed up, all he tells me to do when I mess up is to fess up. Amen? In other words, there's no perfect person in this room, but all of us are serving a perfect God. And I don't know about you, but that brings joy to my heart. Amen. Because the way the world looked at me, they would count me as worthless. But the God looked at me and said, I count you as valuable. Amen. I count you as valuable. And he wants you to know how valuable you are to him. But he is saying to us today, sometimes we just have to wait. We have to wait. But as we're waiting, he will endue us. He'll saturate us. He'll give us strength because we're waiting upon the Lord and he's renewing us. And then we can fight this fight. Then we can fight the good fight of faith and lay a hold of eternal life where we're called to profess a good witness, a good confession before many witnesses. Amen. God wants you to know today, especially this, that you didn't choose him. He chose you. He chose you. From the very time you were formed in your mother's womb, God had a plan in your life. He's seen everything that you've been through. There is nothing that's escaped his witness. But he still says to you, my child, I've anointed you and I've appointed you for a time such as now. Trust me and arise and do what I called you to do. Even that thing that seemed silly, that thing that seemed crazy. Well, you can't expect me to do that. That can't be God. Then I serve a God as a great big God. And just as the apostle said, he does exceeding abundantly above all that I think or I even ask. Amen. What he wants us to do today is just say, Lord, here I am. Just as we sang that song, said, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. I'm going to open myself up to the will of God. And if you're ready to open yourself up to the will of God, just stand up to your feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, you said that you would endue us with power from on high. Father, we've been filled before, but we leak, Father God. Father, I pray that you refill every vessel in this room today, Father God. We welcome your precious presence in our lives. We welcome your love because your love will cover a multitude of sins. I thank you for every man and woman in this room. I thank you for the anointing that's upon their lives. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus to stir the faith within them. Stir their faith, Father God. May they rise up to be the man and woman that you called them to be. We did not believe any of the lies. We bind every lie that has been spoken in Jesus' name. We bind every deception the adversary has placed in their way. And we declare liberty and freedom to your children, Father God. Lord, you started today speaking about the delight in you. And we count it a delight to serve you today. And your word declares that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Fill everyone in this room with the fullness of joy, Father God. Joy unspeakable and a fullness of glory. We praise you and we give you glory. Now, Father, you've imparted Holy Ghost.